My name is Ruth Goldberg. I'm 87 years old, and I've lived in this city of New York for most of my life. I was married to Sam, who died 10 years ago, and who was, for most of his life, a Marxist, theoretical Marxist, and a labor lawyer. This was the time of the Cold War, and the whole atmosphere at that time was incomprehensible. The tension sifted down into the neighborhoods, so that when it was proposed that I run for a controversial post of president of the local Parent Teachers Association, it became personalized. I had been denounced from the pulpit of a local Catholic church, and my son, who was 6 at the time, was told by a neighbor who was not going to vote for me, obviously, that I should be stood up against a wall and shot. And he came home crying. And it's very hard to explain to a child why his mother is so hated. Some people may say that I'm naive, that I was associated with known communists, and that's why, and we were about to overthrow the government of the local elementary school. The whole thing took on an almost surreal character. I had no idea why. We did win, but it had such a devastating effect on me and my family. My husband finally decided this was no place to bring up our children, and that created a real problem for me. I did not want to leave the job. I had just been elected in great pain, and so we got into quite a struggle about whether I should stay and fulfill my term or not. Eventually, we did move to the suburbs, and I never liked the suburbs. And we were subject there to several visits by the FBI. They had evidently been in close touch with what happened in the school election. And one night, or one afternoon it was, it was an evening, two agents came to the door. My youngest son opened the door, and they said they wanted to come and talk to his mother. And my husband, who was sitting in the living room at the time, got up and went and closed the door. And our son was very disturbed about this. These are representatives of the government, and why did you do this? To me, it's always been an example of the effect on our family and on our children of this really ridiculous emphasis on the politics of a PTA election. Many years later, after my children had gone off to college, we moved back to the city, to my great delight. And at that time, the Cold War was over, and the Freedom of Information Act had just been passed so that people could send for the FBI files, and I sent for mine. I found it laughable, really laughable, because most of what they said about me was wrong. I don't know where they got their information, but they had me down as a friend of very dangerous communists, people I didn't even know. So that seemed to me that they were wasting money and people's emotions and making a lot of trouble in a most inept way. Why did all this happen? I don't really know. But one of the things that occurs to me is that we all wonder, why did the German people go crazy? Why did they support Hitler? I had been in Auschwitz, to visit Auschwitz, and I kept saying to myself, who were the people who were the guards here? Who did this? And to connect this with a small election in a remote little place seems silly, but it does scare me. It scared me then that people could be so worked up over a perceived political threat that they would tell a 6-year-old that his mother should be killed, that they should come out in droves to vote against me. Why did they pick on me? Because I was a visible symbol in that particular community of left getting power. And that's why I call it a microcosm of the Cold War.